This is why you don't get too high and you don't get too low. A series is a series. Seven games. You got seven opportunities. Well, I mean, you got to win a couple. You got to push it to seven. But I remember it was like 4 or 5 days ago, the Warriors were dead in the water. They was down 2-1, game on the road in Boston, about to be down 3-1. Niggas were saying Celtics in five. I mean, they were saying, some people were being safe saying Celtics in six. But me, I never wavered. I never wavered. I mean, I was wrong with my initial script. I will admit that. With the script, better yet, I still have the opportunity to be right with Dubs and six, which I've been saying since, you know, this whole thing started off. But, you know, whatever. It is what it is. This game is all about Andrew Wiggins. It was all about Andrew Wiggins. That, hey, man. Hey, he did his damn job tonight. As long as... Well, first off, the Warriors need to win this championship. The Warriors win this championship. As long as Andrew Wiggins is a Golden State Warrior, I will never slander that man again. Now, we do need to acknowledge that, you know, his role is a bit different than what it was in the past. The game's kind of freed up for him. He was the one, maybe two scoring option with Minnesota. Now he's... on some nights the second, some nights the third, and with the whole Jordan Poole thing, and if Klay decides to actually show the fuck up, the fourth option. But, man, we do not win those last two games without Andrew Wiggins. He played huge. 43 points, 19 rebounds the last two games. Hey, man. Look, as long as he is a Warrior, I will not slander him. But he's actually finally starting to do the things that they thought he was capable of doing coming out of the draft. He had the tools, the length, the size to be a good defender, but it just never really came together. But you can make the case it's because he was asked to do other things throughout his career in Minnesota. He didn't really have the opportunity to just focus and lock in on the defensive end of the ball. He's finally able to do that. It's starting to show what he can be defensively. That's great, given another defensive wing. And if Klay can ever, you know, come back to what he was, and this is just going to be a problem for years to come. I still don't believe that Andrew Wiggins is going to be on the team next year. But Joel Akub said that he, you know, he will pay whatever it takes to keep the team together. So, you know, hey, fuck it. Big bang, take little bang. Do what you do, Joel Akub. But, yeah, Andrew Wiggins. I've not been kind to that man throughout his NBA career. But he, hey, look, I'll say I was wrong. If they win this championship and he stays a Warrior, the second he joins any other team, even if they win this championship, hey, that nigga's trash. That nigga trash. Because he's not going to be in the same opportunity, same position. And it also kind of makes you think a little bit about other people and other situations when they've been on loaded teams and how they were able to shine because, well, the attention is, you know, going to be on a lot of people, not just you. And because, you know, you're on a better team, you're not looked at to do what you're necessarily great at or what you've been good at your entire career. You kind of have the opportunity to, you know, be a more well-rounded player. I'm not talking about any one person individually. I'm actually talking about two, but I'm not going to get into it right now. The Warriors have proven that they're the better team this entire series. Game one, they were the better team for 42 minutes, and then they just shit the bed. Game two, I mean, you saw what happened game two, blew them niggas out. Game three, I believe, I mean, they lost the game, but I believe they had a high number of turnovers. I could be wrong, but I want to say they had a pretty high turnover game. And that was the best shooting game that Klay's had, so, you know, that kind of sucks. But just the Warriors, they've just proven that they've been the better team in damn near all facets. I thought that the Celtics were going to be better defensively. And, I mean, they've been solid, but, I mean, Steph's had his way, with the exception of tonight. They're a deep team, but they're not really using all that depth. So it's kind of making me wonder, like, what happened to Grant Williams? Peyton Pritchard didn't expect him to be like all of that, but I mean, he was, you know, decent throughout the Eastern Conference playoffs and the Eastern Conference finals. Derek White, yeah, you know how I feel about that nigga. Who else? They got somebody else on that bench. Slipping my mind right now. Slipping my mind. Whatever. But I'm happy. I'm happy, guys. I'm happy. Andre Iguodala. I did not want that nigga to see another minute in the NBA Finals, and Steve Kerr did what Steve Kerr does and put him in the game. Thankfully, it did not hurt. please don't play anymore, Andre Iguodala. Just be Udonis Haslem. Just be Udonis Haslem. Iggy just be out there running around. I should not be able to watch people playing at the highest level in the most important series of the season and be like, yeah, I can do what you do, which is just run around. He just runs around, stays out the way, passes up shots. Like, he don't, oh my God. I can be Andre Iguodala tomorrow. Maybe not in the NBA. I can be Andre Iguodala at 24 or at Cowboy Fit tomorrow. I can do that shit tomorrow. I hate that nigga. I really do. I really do. Another thing I was thinking about as I was watching the game, because they're, you know, hyping up, you know, WNBA, because NBA is about to be over, and it's about to be those dog days for sports, unless you're a baseball fan, so, yeah, whatever. But, you know, we're going to have that little stretch where there's no basketball, no football. It's just baseball and off-season shit going on. So, I mean, that really sucks. So I was thinking, instead of trying to shove the WNBA down our throats during the playoffs, because their season starts in May, in the middle of the playoffs, it might be best if they, like, started their season after the NBA Finals. Because, I mean, let's just be honest. We're watching the NBA playoffs, and then we're ending on the highest note, the two best teams in the league playing for a championship. And then you expect me to turn on the Sky versus the Fever? No. Now, it might get a chance if that's my absolute only option for competitive sports outside of baseball. But no, I'm not going to choose between watching Game 3 of any series and a WNBA regular season game. Like, y'all need to have the monopoly. If y'all want people to watch this, you need to have the monopoly. You cannot be competing with anyone or anything else. Anything else. Like, y'all are having WNBA games on ABC. Come on, dog. ABC, I know y'all got better programming. I know y'all do. So, I mean, like, that's just me. That's just me. And it might be difficult because, you know, they play in other leagues throughout the world to, you know, make more money and all that. But, you know, maybe if they were able to make more money here by, you know, having a favorable time slot, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying, is that, I don't know what the fuck's going on with the WNBA. Why would you start your season during the playoffs? I don't know. Anyway, back to the NBA Finals. Klay is a my player. Klay plays basketball like I play with my my players. Well, yeah, no, he plays like I play with my my players, except for the differences. I try to be more well-rounded with my my player just for the stats. Like, I just like looking up and seeing, like, 27, 8, and 9. Like, that feels better. When I was younger, I would just be like, yeah, no, fuck you. 100 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists. Like, that. Like, I'm just out here shooting. I'm just trying to score. And Klay, he's J.R. Smith. I've been saying he's J.R. Smith for the longest times. Like, you would think that his IQ is a little bit higher, and maybe that's just everybody's bias because he's light-skinned and, like, he's not as tatted as J.R., but, like, actually, he might not be tatted at all, but it's just the perception that there is absolutely no difference in my mind between Klay Thompson and J.R. Smith. None at all. Yeah, we've seen Klay get extremely hot before. Y'all may have forgotten, J.R. Smith has had some nights as well. J.R. Smith back with the Knicks, he would have some like 8-9 threes in a game type shit. Like, J.R. Smith, he had his day. He had his moments. I guess get back to Andrew Wiggins real quick. So, you know, he had another phenomenal game. So I'm expecting the sports media world to be trying to shove the Andrew Wiggins Finals MVP narrative down our throat. Steph had one bad game, and now it's going to be, oh, well, I mean, shit. I mean, they deep as hell. I mean, shit, they got everybody. I mean, Andrew Wiggins, he started in the All-Star game this year, which is crazy if you really think about it, but that was a different Andrew Wiggins. This Andrew Wiggins, though, he just wants to win. He just wants to win. I love it. I genuinely did not believe that he was capable of this. I mean, the opportunity is always going to be there because he's never going to be the focal point of the defense as long as he's a Golden State Warrior. But yeah, I'm ready for the whole Andrew Wiggins Finals MVP narrative. I remember back when in 2010, niggas wanted to give Finals MVP to Pau Gasol because he had a better game 7, not like Kobe dominated the entire series. It just is what it is. It is what it is. It only happens to players I like, but, you know, whatever. No threes for Steph. I forget what that record was. I think because I remember them mentioning it early in the playoffs, but he had like 100-something straight playoff games with a made three. And if you would have told me that Steph wasn't going to make a three tonight, I would have said that they're going to be in some trouble. They're definitely going to be in some trouble. Thankfully, I was wrong on that, but I was really hoping that Steph would have been able to get that one. Really, really hoping for that. But, oh, well, I mean, Steph had an awful night and still ended the game with 2 points less than Andrew Wiggins, who had a phenomenal night. So do with that information what you will. Andrew Wiggins, finals MVP, people. Now let's go ahead and finish this up. So I've been saying dubs and six. But now that we're here, that means that they have to win in Boston. Now, they have won in Boston. In fact, the last time they were there, they won in Boston. Steph Curry had one of his best playoff games ever. But this is going to be different. It's hard to beat any team in an elimination game, closeout game, but especially a team on their home floor, a team like the Boston Celtics with the history and the home court and the fans and everything that they have. That's going to be difficult. That's definitely going to be difficult. I always have nightmares of the Boston Garden because of Game 6 in 2008. Luckily, the Warriors do have Game 7 in their back pocket, but, you know, I'm sticking with my pick. I am saying dubs and six. So because of that, this is going to be a phenomenal feat if they're able to get it done. This Celtics, let's not forget, this Celtics team, don't matter what you've seen so thus far in this playoffs, this Celtics team is one of the best defenses in the NBA, playoffs and regular season. They have four or five people that were all NBA defense or received votes for all NBA defense and the defensive player of the year. This is a phenomenal defensive team. They have a great home court, historic home court, great fans. This is, hey, if they're able to get it done, hey, man, I'm going to talk some shit. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to talk some shit. Just be ready. And it's justified. It's earned. Steph Curry going head up against this defense, the same defense that Kevin Durant can do a motherfucking. Steph Curry looked like fucking Kevin Durant tonight. That's how bad he was. He looked like fucking Kevin Durant. Thank God for Andrew Wiggins. But then again, Andrew Wiggins, Kyrie Irving, you know, whatever. But this win in Boston, that's going to be big. Hopefully Steph balls the fuck out. Because if he does have another bad game and Andrew Wiggins has another game like tonight, people are going to do everything they can to make sure Steph does not get this finals MVP, even though Steph nominated four of these six games, if that's the case. But, you know, people don't care about that. It's all about recency bias. Last and not least, I watched some interesting movies this weekend. I watched What is a Woman by Matt Walsh. And I will definitely be potting about that later this week. I need to gather my thoughts about that one. But that was a very, very, very interesting. I watched it on YouTube. It's on the Daily Wire, but I mean, it's on YouTube. So if you haven't seen it, I will go ahead and definitely check that out. One thing about it, though, you know, maybe everybody has, you know, different levels of tolerance. But a big mistake for me was watching that documentary while eating. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say for now. But I also watched the movie Hustle on Netflix. I haven't watched Netflix in a long time, but I've been hearing about this movie, seeing the clip about Anthony Edwards and Hernan Gomez, or I forget his last name. You know who the fuck I'm talking about. Bo Cruz. And that movie, it was... it was good. It was also... The story was trash. The story was absolutely awful. This nigga... shows up to a random pickup game, sees a guy beat a fucking street ball player in Spain, and he's just like, I've never seen anything like this before in my life. Oh my goodness, this guy's phenomenal. Did you not stop for a second to think of, you know, the level of competition that he was going against? But, you know, whatever. You know, that was just too much. You can't have too much logic in a story like this. I mean, makes sense. It's LeBron James' film, which was a reason why I wasn't going to watch it, but I just been hearing too much about it. He goes to the States. For whatever reason, the owner doesn't give a, like, he hates the scout, even though the scout is good at his job and, like, really good. For whatever reason, he doesn't like him, hates him. He ends up quitting. God, I'm not going to do a whole synopsis of the movie. But another thing that I thought that was fucking ridiculous is they can't get him into the combine. And... his daughter has been recording like all his practices and everything and had like a whole documentary or whatever together. And they're just like, damn, like, what can we do to get his name out there? Like, what can we do? Yada, yada, yada. And I'm just like, oh, he ends up calling Dr. J because Dr. J is like his friend or his wife's friend or whatever the fuck. And they end up having like this whole challenge at a fucking park or whatever, and people just come and play him one-on-one and shit like that, and it blows up, and like that's how he gets big and everything like that. And it was his daughter's idea, is like, well, people need to see him play, so maybe if he just, you know, if we do this and people see him play, then maybe, you know, people will be talking and we'll get him into the combine. Why don't y'all just use the footage that you already had? I don't know, because maybe that makes too much sense. I mean, like, yeah. And you're friends with Dr. J. You said, like, oh, the video on his story got some 2-something million views. Why don't you ask Dr. J to put that on his story instead of make, like, it was no logic. No logic at all. No logic at all. But that movie was nothing more than a 2K My Player story. That was a 2K My Player story. And they just made it a movie. And, I mean, because of that, hey, it was cool. It was cool. But yeah, whatever. That's all I got for that. What's today? Monday. I'll be doing that What Is a Woman pod later this week. Yeah, you know, the whole Daily Show thing kinda, after my broke my laptop, things just kinda went downhill on that. But you know, we'll be back podding whenever, you know, there's something I want to talk about or whatever. Obviously I'm committed to this whole finals thing, and I'm thinking that that's gonna be ending on Thursday, so we'll see. Check in on that later. Appreciate y'all for listening. Go ahead and subscribe. Peace.